When filing their 2020 federal taxes on May 17th, parents must recognize the government will use that filing to establish the family's eligibility to receive an economic impact payment from the 2021 American Rescue Act. Families who file their 2020 taxes would receive the first check in July, rather than waiting to claim a recovery rebate credit on a 2021 tax return, which would be filed in 2022. Early Childhood Alliance Executive Director Kristen Schultz explained how the payments under the American Rescue Act funds would work.
You know, three rounds of these direct subsidy payments. And they are not a tax credit, right? It's just a subsidy payment, and you had to meet the qualifications. So that's one thing. Separately, the American Rescue Plan, the last one that just passed, is the one that increased the child's tax credit. But one of the ways they were doing it is it will come out as, you know, as again, I think monthly, but they said periodic, monthly payments between July and December for half of the amount that you're owed. And then the other half you'll get, you know, just as a lump sum when you file your taxes in next spring for 2021.
Anyone can file taxes with a Social Security number or with an individual tax identification number. It's a 2021 tax credit, but the federal government will start cutting checks in July. They'll go to parents who filed their taxes claiming their children as a tax credit.
So in order to get the child tax credit, it's a tax credit. So it's only going to people who filed taxes. But unlike a lot of the other benefits, if the child has a Social Security number, the payment will go to the person who filed the taxes, even if they used an ITIN.
Under the 2021 American Rescue Plan, families will receive $3,000 for each child age 6 to 18 and $3,600 per child under 6 years old.
Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.